Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect the ball. I wish I could, I think the quarterback has to be responsible for it. However, I wish I could just, put it on him, but it's a tough job to do when there's someone in your face. We need, everybody needs to do better. And we can't, you know, if you got to ditch the ball to the flat, in moments like that. And that's what we have to learn from.
Yeah, it's all right, man. If you see somebody do something wrong, you know, don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings, man. It's okay. It's okay. Somebody makes a mistake. We don't have to worry about sensitivity anymore. That crap's out the door. That's done, okay? I don't hear about Brian Flores. It's not nice, okay? Mike, you're not that. I understand that. You can say stuff. When you see something you don't like, it's okay to let it rip a little bit here as we're now 0-3 on the season. And listen, they got a bunch of winnable games coming up here. Chargers come to town. They're playing really well. I don't know where they'll be when they get here, but you got to play overall better. Got off to a great start. I'll tell you what, I had all those keys. Fast start, got it. That was nice to see. By the way, got the ball. Not only did you get the ball, but you get a 53-yard return to start the game. That puts you in good field position. That's a nice feeling when you go out there as an offense and you go, wow, we're on the Bills' side of the ball here. We're on the right side of the 50 here, man. I like that. And you go down and you score. And get a little confidence. Now, they came back and should have been up 10, but they miss a field goal. You guys score, make it 14-14 at the half. Good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on there. Had some three and outs, but that's okay. You're going to have some of those. Kept going. So here's the deal. Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Achan, and I'm real close to throwing Malik Washington in there too. As clearly your fourth best playmaker right now. And now a power back. Skill position minus the old tight end position is pretty good. Pretty good. Not using the tight end position at all. Two catches for the two guys last night again. But you got good weapons. And they did for what they were asked to do. The problem is, a few years ago, in back-to-back years, with Waddle and Hill, they put up stupid numbers. I believe Waddle led the league in yards per catch. Didn't get as many targets, and you have Tyreek going over 1,700 yards, 2 years, almost 1,800 to one. I think what 1 yard short. So you get that, and you've seen how explosive. They can still do it. Hell, they run better routes now than they did 2 years ago. Those guys, man, I don't know how much they isolated them on TV last night. Those guys look great running routes. So the way they were used with all the short stuff last night, did a good job of catching the ball a few times. Tyreek caught a couple short of a first down and just with his quickness and speed, just outran everybody to pick up 4 or 5 yards and get the first down. Came across. So his quarterback sat down and gave him somebody to throw to when he got flushed out of the pocket. So I thought Tyreek, and Tyreek could easily had a 100-yard game last night, close to it. One ball's thrown down the field, and it drifts him out of bounds. Second week in a row that's happened where he's caught it, but I guess he was in bounds two weeks ago, and we didn't challenge it. But the point is, you know, and again, these passes take forever to get there. Ever. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I got to tell you, if you got a franchise quarterback, whether you got a guy in your face, whether they're blitzing, whether there's three guys coming, you have been around this offense long enough. And with your weapons you have, there's no excuses. You need to know, and you got to score. You've now had the ball three times with a chance to tie or win a game. And you've thrown two picks, and you've been sacked twice. Not last night. But that can't happen. You're getting paid. You're getting paid to be in the VIP club. You're not playing like you should be at that club. Still need to go to the clubs I'm going to. Still going to some of those clubs out west. But, hey, man, I'm sorry. You took the money. You wanted the money. I'm glad you got it, but you gotta play like it. And we just got to stop blaming everybody else, man. Even if you are the biggest Tua fan in the world, at some point you have to say, you know what? You can still like him a lot. You can. That's somebody try to like, well, it wasn't his fault last night. You know, he got a guy in his face. Listen, man, there's always going to be somebody. Somebody's always going to be there. Even last night, our pass rush, Josh had to float around a few times. Hell, he got sacked a couple of times last night. So I
the Dolphins defense did a heck of a job, especially settling into that game.
Well, they made some good adjusts second half because I got to tell you, it looked like at halftime they're going to run for about they're going to run like they did against the Jets.
I thought they did a very good job again, considering the circumstances, right? But the fact that you had the ball, 3 minutes left, down seven,
and the defense did that for you last week
when they needed it. Nobody thought they'd be in that position.
But I got to say this, and you're playing against number one offense last night, and a lot of you probably thought they were going to end up in at least the 30s like they did. But the defense got some problems too. I mean, they three games now, no takeaways. Some people call them turnovers, but no takeaways, as in no fumble recoveries that you create on your own, stripping the ball or a big hit on a guy or interceptions, and we're not getting them. Tip balls, getting your hand on it, tipping it up in the air where other guys can, and it's just hasn't happened here in the first three games. So, you know, that's a problem. And then we go down and we've had some costly mistakes, and Lefty is responsible for all of them. Yeah, all of them to this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's lazy to blame Zach Sealer too. Like a lot of, you know, we have people fighting on the video stream and, you know, whose fault was it last night, right? You can't blame Zach Sealer. I know that play sucked and everything.
Well, listen,
look, they still have to score.
You got Zach. That's number one. You got Zach. Zach, he made a mistake.
Yeah.
He did. He ran into the guy. It wasn't a bad call. He ran into the guy.
It wasn't. I don't know why he's the guy, going barreling in there, Joe. Like, that's, you know, probably a conversation for another time. But
they had a block on.
I know, but.
Well, that you asked me.
Well, Herbstreit made a good point on the thing. He's like, that guy can't stop. He's just too big.
So that's the other thing. He got going. He lunged out way too early.
Yeah, it's just probably not a great idea to have.
Zach hasn't been in that situation a lot, but but listen, man, he made a mistake. He owned up to it.
You still had to score, though, right? Regardless of what happened, the game was tied at that point. You still would have had to have scored. So the Dolphins would have gotten the ball, what, the 2 yard line off of that punt?
Yeah, guy actually.
So
great punt.
Like, again, to blame Zach Sealer is kind of lazy this morning. You had the ball with a chance to tie the game or win it at the end. That's all you can ask for in a game like that.
Yeah.
And your guy does what he always does. He shrinks in those moments.
He got it down to the 20 again. And listen, I understand the field. You know, you've heard this before. Smaller turf to work in as you get closer to the end zone can be a lot more difficult. But, you know, this guy's been around. And,
that was a disastrously bad interception, Joe.
But I got to tell you, he is, again, I can't tell you enough. We have a lot of weapons. I'm not saying they're 6'6 guys or 6'4 guys. We got a lot of guys. We got a lot of guys. And by the way, our number one weapon is probably the way Mike used them, probably Achan right now, right? Got his 12 carries for 62 yards last night. Also got a bunch of targets. Didn't, you know, have a lot of yards with his catches last night because we keep throwing that swing pass to him. But, yeah, they're using Achan a lot. And then Malik Washington, you see him getting better and better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, love the creative play, by the way, the catch to Malik underneath, and then he threw it out wide to Achan. Came a little short of the first down, but got you into fourth and short. But you're going to be in a lot of these tight ball games. I can just, right, doesn't it feel like, minus the Indy game, which was over a lot earlier than the last 5 minutes of the game, but you got to, guys got to make plays at the end of the game. And it starts, we're going to start this every day. They're doing this in every city too, man. It's not just here. Quarterback's not playing well. And now we're going this game, and I think Mike just realizes this is what Tua does best. So I think that's some of it. Now, Mike's never going to say that. He's going, oh, no, you know, it's protection, and it's, you know, it's what I like, and no, it's not. It wasn't what you like for 2 years in a row. It was one big play after the other. So, anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get. Gosh, Woody, man, I'm getting super late here. This is not acceptable here at the
Never show. Interrupt a rant after a loss.
No. We got.
I don't interrupt your train of thought here.
Well, I will tell you, man, it's going to be a loud and proud crowd there of Gator fans and Canes fans tomorrow night at Hard Rock. And College Game Day is going to kick it off in the morning. I can't wait to get up at 9 in the morning. Well, I'll be up a lot earlier now, but I'll be jacked up on coffee to watch those guys. I love that show, and I love it even more because we don't get it here a lot. And when we do, it's fun. It means something. The ESPN's done a great job with that. The guys they've added to me have just made it. I know they lost Corso, but what they've added has been, it's a home run. Saban and McAfee. Yeah, Saban's great for that show. And looks like he's enjoying it. Looks like he lets his hair down a little bit. Not a lot, a little bit. Has some fun. I think McAfee cracks him up when he starts cursing and stuff. And then the other guys that have been there for a long time. It's just it's a great show. Things they do and fun, and colleges love having it. And we get it, man. We get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.